And now on Nights, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench for Malo Dental across Australia, home of the All on Four dental implant procedure.
Everyone, of course, affected, and Larry Binge and his Malo Dental operations around Australia are affected. Although, Larry, as we've talked, emergency procedures are still going ahead. You can still get in, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely, John. I was doing it all day today. So, you know, everything that's routine is absolutely a no-no. But certainly if you have a serious infection, you know, swelling at the face, abscess, and you just can't get any pain relief from any antibiotics or painkillers, then certainly dentists are available to do that work. Not every dentist is open, but a lot of clinics will certainly be available for that.
And you've done a lot today. And look, we did talk earlier about, you know, the reluctance of people to go to get things done. Yep. You know, they're worried about leaving the house. You've got to make sure if people have a serious problem, they've got to go and get it done and looked at, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, it can actually make you quite sick. You know, a dental abscess invariably is fairly minor, but there are some situations where a dental abscess can be quite serious. You know, we're sort of very limited in to an extent of what we can do, because drills and cleaning and those sorts of instruments create aerosols, and aerosols of water, saliva, really can take the virus. And, you know, if you actually happen to be treating someone with the virus, yep, it puts it all over the room. So it puts the health worker seriously at risk. And although, you know, there's stringent measures, you know, all dental surgeries and medical surgeries will be absolutely cleaned down meticulously, so you're as safe as you could possibly be. But why they've restricted sort of access for general things is because, you know, we need the availability of masks, gloves and protective gear for the medical frontline, you know, in case the virus gets like New York or anything. But hopefully we're not going to get to that point.
I hadn't thought that through. So, you know, if someone's with the coronavirus and suddenly has a massive tooth issue, you can't just, you know, numb it. You've got to do something, don't you? So
that's probably a situation where if somebody actually came to you and said, look, I've actually got the coronavirus, you'd probably then probably send them to a general public hospital who has a dental unit in, and they'd be treated in that sort of environment. You know, we're screening patients very carefully when you come in terms of temperature, in terms of where have you been, have you travelled, those sorts of things, you know. But I guess the cases are, you know, and there's been a number of cases reportedly around the world where young people have actually got the virus, but there's absolutely no symptoms showing. So that's the real danger sort of cases, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what really the solution is from that point of view, but certainly, you know, it's pretty scary. I mean,
do you worry though? You tell me you're operating all day. I mean, because a lot of us are working at home and isolated.
Look, I think you get to the point really which, you know, we're very much gowned up. We've got double masks, appropriate masks, gloves, everything is swapped between patients and those sorts of things. So I guess, you know, that's all you can do. I mean, I'm no different to a sort of a frontline, the medical person in the hospital. You know, they're putting their sort of lives at risk treating people. I think there's a certain stage, you know, you have to do that. But, you know, we do take meticulous care in terms of doing it, and we're limiting the types of treatments we do so that we're not sort of spreading the virus if it was in an aerosol like that. So, but, you know, I did a number of extractions of teeth today where they just couldn't be saved and there was abscesses and having done that. So you do it very carefully.
Yeah, but you are doing those virtual consultations where people, you know, where I can sit there and put my face in front of a camera and you can look at my teeth and do that?
Yes, and I've even had some people that have pre-sent in their x-rays that I've had if they've had a second opinion, and they've sent in the x-rays and I can put them up on the computer screen and they can actually view in. So it's actually, I was a bit dubious about it when I first started doing that. I thought, oh, how effective is that? But, you know, it's pretty effective. And there's actually, you know, people are having orthodontics now. There's even apps you can get on the phone where you can actually, you can take photos of them, have a look, and change aligners, say, go on to the next one, have a look at the progress of the flu.
Yep.
So I think, you know, my opinion is the world's in a bit of a changing, environment at the moment, you know, so it's sort of a bit uncharted territory. So you've got to sort of look at this sort of things with an open mind. And it's amazing the amount of things we can actually cover in a virtual consultation.
Yeah,
and it's becoming more and more popular. Obviously, once there'll be a point where if you're going to actually have treatment, you'll need to come in. But at least it gives you an opportunity now while you're sitting at home doing those things to research, to look.
Really interesting,
So I think it's rather interesting.
Okay, look, we've got about 15 seconds left, so you're going okay. You're not going stir crazy. You sound to me like you're flat out.
No, I'm not flat out by any means. I mean, we're all rotating. We've got a number of centres on, so we're me being older is trying to watch my, that sort of group. So, but we're rotating. But someone's there all the time.
All right.
If someone
Dr. Larry, great to talk to you again. We'll talk next week from Malo Dental, Dr. Larry Bench. Thank you.